What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man show doing our March Madness interviews here with Clint Sargent here, Wright State Raiders, winning the Horizon League once more, third time this season. Been there, first season, the head coach Clint, man. How things up there in Ohio, man?
We're doing great. You know, we're in that sweet spot of, getting a little bit of a reprieve from just kind of the season rhythm where we don't have an opponent yet, but we're kind of getting back into practice, and it's been such a rewarding season at that, but for sure to end it, just the conference tournament the way we did, and now have some new time together, new opportunity. We're looking forward to Sunday.
And no, let me ask you, Clint, man, how do you balance keeping your guys sharp versus, you know, them getting to get too much rest? Because I know you want guys to get healthy and be ready to go next week, but also you don't want to run to the ground either. So how do you kind of balance that, kind of going, focusing on us this week and doing better development, not letting guys, you know, do too much this week?
Yeah, that's really, you know, that's the biggest thing right now, and keeping them focused. And we gave them 2 days, one day off, but then 2 days of practice. We got in the weight room, and you kind of slowly get back into it. Today was great because we went about an hour and a half. It's very competitive, and, you know, thankfully a big reason for our success this year and the reason we've continued to get better is these guys practice well. We have a deep team that is competitive. So anytime we step between the lines, you know, it's not perfect, but it is competitive. And, you know, I think that is the thing you're trying to keep the sharpest with your team. It's just that competitive spirit, that belief. And then we'll slowly get more technical tomorrow. And then obviously once you know your opponent, then I think it helps narrow the focus of everybody in your program.
And Clint, talk about how important is those scout team guys are giving your guys the right looks and getting ready, and how the sacrifice they make by being a part of the team. And that might be playing on game day per se, but giving you guys the right looks you need to prepare for these teams, man. And about how important the walk-ons and the scout team is, and those guys having a deep roster, guys who can compete. And so by doing that the well with you, if they know what's called, they can really, really contribute when you need them the most.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, it takes everyone to really run a program at an excellent level. And thankfully we have, a few redshirts, our walk-ons are just humble and eager, and they fit well with just the top of the, like everywhere between our staff and our players, we have great chemistry. And I think within that, it allows you to have really good role definition and an understanding of no one's role is more important than the other, but we all have different abilities and things that are asked of us, and stepping into those with just, you know, selflessness about you is always something we're trying to lead with as a staff first, and then promote with how we address the team, speak of the team, and just kind of move throughout our days. So I think when you have that in place, you know, it gives you a chance to really win all the margins of your preparation, and our team's done that. And to your point, it is a credit to the roster from top to bottom.
Now, I mentioned when I started that you want, it's your third time going to the NCAA tournament as two assistant ones, the head coach. Other than you being a head coach this time, with the way college basketball has changed. So how gratifying is this with knowing that you got to deal with portals, NIL, kind of see where guys wirely is, when previously it was just still basketball for the most part. Now it's the other part of it, the business part of it now, and still get there and finding guys who are really on the same page.
Yeah, there's a lot to lead in this era of being, you know, being a head coach. And you know, I think the one thing is the young people really need it. You know, there's never been more available to the student athlete, and you know, a lot of that's being celebrated, and rightfully so. They deserve a lot of it, but then also with the attention, the money, the decisions, the choices they have, comes great responsibility, and you know, that's something I take great pride in of leading well with you know, just some honesty, and you hope to have integrity, even though we all struggle with our own stuff. But these guys really need great leadership around them. You know, I think so that's what we've tried to build our team on, our staff. You know, my staff does an unbelievable job of meeting our guys right where they're at, and just loving on them and disciplining them. And you know, we've tried to create a culture where they know they can fail and be better for it. Because I think so much of what the industry is becoming because of the money is it's never okay to lose. It's never okay to fail. If you do, you know, just watch out. And these guys are young. They're young men, and they need to be developed, you know, in all ways. But we feel like if you just prioritize the man first and help them have great discernment and learn, then the winning will come. And we've kind of seen that this year, and it's a huge credit to our staff. And then just the locker room we put together, we just prioritize guys that obviously had certain basketball abilities, but more than that, we felt like we're attracted to Wright State and to us for pretty pure and simple reasons. And that's allowed us to kind of keep the locker room sacred. And again, that's why we keep getting better.
100%. And I want to ask you, what was the key in your mind to winning these 5 games in a row in the regular season to the Horizon League tournament? So some close calls there. But what was the kind of the key, what you kind of noticed from your team that leading up to the tournament and just seeing them that's kind of switch flip these last 5 games here?
Well, losing to Robert Morris at home was difficult. You know, that game we had clinched a share the night before with some results in our league, and we had a game at home against Robert Morris, ESPN game, senior day. You know, you could really feel the magnitude of the game, and we lost. And I think that was really healthy for us to experience that gripping the game too tightly and not just kind of letting it happen and trusting each other. So I think from that point on, we had learned a lot about ourselves, and then to fast forward, go win a league title on the road at Fort Wayne, I think that gives you a ton of confidence. And, you know, we've been very good away from home. That could have something to do with, you know, these last five being on the road or neutral site games, apart from the Cleveland State first round game. And then I just think within all of it, we have a very resilient group. You know, we've been very good offensively throughout the course of the league season, but I think our defense really picked up down the stretch. We really rebounded the ball well. And then, you know, we made our free throws, you know, when we needed to in big games. So all those reasons allow you to win close games. But I do think just the chemistry, the connection of our players, the love for each other is what won out in the end.
I'm interested in this aspect of it, Clint, because coaches differ on this in small and 1B leagues. How much do you show a team in those two games that you figure you may play again down the road in the tournament? Like, do you show them everything you have in the chamber? Do you kind of say some things for that third game you may play in the tournament where it's really important, when to go home?
Yeah, you're emptying the tank, the arsenal every game. That's my philosophy. Just we always say a fool thinks he gets tomorrow, and just trying to live within the concept of our daily bread and what the Lord's given us today. I think if you take that approach with your days, you get significantly better. I think if you take that approach to your games and you just empty the clip of all everything you got, then that's just the only way to do it. And that's kind of the mentality of our team. We encourage them to take risks within what we do, and to do it together. And I think that mentality allows you not to get passive with opportunity. Things aren't just going to happen to you. You're called to participate and lead things well as men. And that's what we try to encourage our guys to do. Even within the basketball decision making.
100%. And you know what? The resolve of your team, Clint, really going forward, down by 12, the Detroit Mercy, who's been on the rise this year, been playing well on a good run. And wasn't like in the huddle, the look in your guys' eyes to say, hey, we still have time. Let's just play about possessions and let's get this thing back and ultimately hold them off at the end there and getting that key block shot there.
I mean the huddles were, they weren't the best throughout the game. I mean, you could tell our guys were a little tense, and some of it, Detroit was playing great. They were very physical with us, and what you're trying to do in those huddles is remain consistent with them. Just really good eye contact. You're trying to smile. You're trying to just not let them catch any discouragement from you. And I really thought, not that they were perfect, our huddles, but I thought we had top to bottom just guys trying to pour into the encouragement, the confidence, the communication of just what we're doing on the floor, that eventually it'll break. We've been here before and we've responded. Our last regular season against Northern Kentucky, we were down 20 at half and found a way to win that game. So when you have those moments you can look back on in which you've overcome and you've been resilient, then your team can go to those places and they have those mental roadmaps to get back to a place of confidence. Even though when your feelings are anything but confident, we implore our guys to just make decisions. Don't trust your feelings all the time, but just keep making decisions, and that they did and found a way to win.
And you have a stud in TJ Burch. Talk about that young man and what he's meant to his program and what he's meant to this whole thing this year, man. What he did for you all down the stretch as well.
Yeah, he's changed really a lot of the mentality of the program. And he was Defensive Player of the Year. I think he was first in the country in steal percentage. So hit and he's just a fearless competitor. And he when you have that at kind of the sharpest point of the knife in your fight, you got a chance to be resilient, you got a chance to just jump on people. And he has steered a lot of big moments for us. Not only defensively, he's made a lot of big shots. He's just a fighter. He's done a ton for me and just my mentality as a coach at a very important time in my career. So TJ and I are in lockstep with a lot of it. He continues to grow as a player, but also as a leader. And I think that's really the next step for what he's doing here and in his career. And I know he looks at the NCAA tournament as more opportunity to go and compete, and I know he will.
No doubt. Clint, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show for the first time. Do this again real soon. We said, oh, man, me and you, we're about the same age. So we're going to be doing this a lot going forward, man.
I sure hope so, and I appreciate you having me on. Always good to connect, and we'll certainly stay in touch.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, take care.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.